Title: Melodic Identity with Few Notes Masterclass with Resampling Only Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced drum and bass composition lesson in Ableton Live, and the mission is very specific. Build a signature melodic identity with almost no notes, and do it resampling only. That means we're going to make a tiny motif, commit it to audio early, and then let resampling become the actual writing process. No endless MIDI tweaking. We're going to print, slice, reprint, micro-edit, and arrange. This is how you get hooks that feel iconic with just 2 to 4 notes. By the end, you'll have a full hook system, a main motif that reads instantly as the tune, a call and response set of phrases, and an audio bank full of stabs, tails, reverses, drones, and fills that can carry an entire arrangement. Let's set up the session so it's fast and forces commitment. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Keep global groove off for now. We'll create swing and pocket with audio timing later. Create these tracks: a temporary MIDI track called Motif MIDI, an audio track called Resample Print, another audio track called Hook Bank, then bass, drums, and effects. Now your resampling routing plan. On Resample Print, set audio from to resampling. Arm it. That's the quickest print, whatever I'm hearing setup. If you want more control, set audio from to Motif MIDI and choose Post Effects, so you know exactly what you're printing. The goal here is simple. Anytime you like something, you should be able to print it in 1 or 2 clicks. That's the whole philosophy. You want momentum, not option paralysis. Now we pick the pitch set. In DNB, dark keys tend to sit right, so choose something like F minor, G minor, D sharp minor, or a minor. But here's the big constraint. You're going to limit yourself to a tiny note set. 2 notes is absolutely enough. 3 notes is luxurious. 4 notes is basically a full identity system. Some proven sets. If you want 2 notes, root and flat 7. Example: F and E flat, instant mood, minimal, tough. 3 notes, root, flat 3 and 4. Example: F, a flat, B flat, dark rave warmth. 4 notes, root, 2, flat 3, 5. Example: F, G, a flat, C. It rolls, and it can imply question and answer without ever sounding melodic in a corny way. Rule: those are the only notes you can use for the entire hook system. The identity comes from rhythm and sound evolution, not from adding pitches when you get bored. Now we build the motif, rhythm first. On Motif MIDI, load a stock synth you can print easily. Wave eatable is perfect. Operator also works, but let's go wave eatable for speed and bite. Quick wave eatable starting patch. Oscillator 1 on basic shapes. Move the position somewhere around 30 to 40% so it's sawish. Turn oscillator 2 off. Keep it simple. Add a filter, MS2. Set cutoff somewhere in the 500 Hz to 1.2 kHz range. Add drive around 10 to 20%. For the amp envelope, attack at 0, decay around 250 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release around 80 milliseconds. You want it stabby. Add a little unison, classic, amount 20 to 40%. Voice is 2 to 4. Don't overdo it. We want a recognizable core, not a smeared cloud. Now write a 1-bar motif with your tiny note set, and focus on where the hits land relative to the snare. In most DNB, the snare's on 2 and 4, so your hook has to either dodge it, answer it, or lean into it. Here are a few rhythm mindsets you can borrow. One approach is stab patterns. Hit on beat 1, then a quick hit late in beat 1, then something on the end of 2, then beat 3, then the end of 4. It feels like it's skating around the snare. Another approach is question and answer. Short hits at the start, then one longer held note that carries into the second half of the bar. Or for a jungle bounce vibe, place hits around the A of 2 and the A of 4, so it feels like it's sliding. And listen. Space is identity. Silence is part of the riff. If you fill every gap, it stops being a logo and starts being a noodle. To speed up the auditioning, you can put note length on the MIDI track and try tightening everything to a 16th or an 8th, just to find that punchy articulation. And use the velocity MIDI effect with a small random range, like 10 to 20, to keep repeats alive. Now teacher moment. You're not chasing a pretty melody. You're designing a logo. Logos are simple, repeatable, and recognizable in half a second. Once the rhythm feels good, we commit. This is where the lesson really begins. On Motif MIDI, put a quick print-friendly effects chain. First, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Then auto filter. A 12 dB low pass, and add envelope amount around 10 to 25 so the cutoff bites on each hit. Set attack around 5 milliseconds, and release around 150 milliseconds. Optional echo, 1/8 or 1/4 note, feedback 10 to 25%, filter on, keep it dark, then utility at the end for gain staging. Now record 8 bars of your motif into resample print. Don't do one bar. Print more than you need so you have natural variation and space to chop later. After recording, you can freeze and flatten if you want, but the important part is, we're now living in audio. Duplicate that audio clip 3 to 5 times and create processing variations. The key is, same performance, different faces. Do one variation brighter, open the filter more, maybe less saturation. Do one darker and heavier, close the filter and push more drive. Do one gritty, add redux. Downsample somewhere between 2 and 8, soft on, and keep it controlled. Do one with subtle motion, frequency shifter with fine set somewhere like 50 to 200 Hz. Low mix, just enough to make it feel alive. Do one textured, grain delay at very low dry slash wet, like 5 to 10%, so it's a ghost layer of grain rather than an obvious effect. Now resample each of those into new audio clips and name them like hook A, hook B, hook C. Even better, name them in families, a clean, a dark, a air. Same idea, different processing. That makes arranging insanely fast later. Next, we slice one of these prints into a hook kit, and we do it without going back to MIDI composition. We're only using MIDI now as a trigger grid for audio slices. Take hook A, right-click, slice to new MIDI track, slice by transient if you want it organic, or slice by 1/8 if you want it strict. Choose drum rack, warp on. Now you've got your own motif chopped into a playable kit. This is huge because you can rewrite the hook with the same material by rearranging slices, not by changing notes. On the drum rack, add gentle shaping, a little saturator, auto filter, and maybe the compressor to glue. Then on individual pads, use simpler controls. Tiny fade-ins of 1 to 5 milliseconds to remove clicks, and adjust decay so some hits are tight and some have a tail. Now create 3 essential derived assets. First, a reverse stab. Duplicate a good slice, reverse it in clip view, and make it a transition weapon. Second, a long-tail drone. Pick a slice with sustain or texture, turn loop on in simpler, and use a small crossfade so it loops cleanly. This becomes atmosphere that still feels like the hook. Third, a one-shot signature hit. The strongest stab, kept dry and forward. That's your logo stamp. Now we do a classic rave move, verb printing. This is where a few notes suddenly feel like an entire world, because the reverb tail becomes part of the rhythm. Create a return track called our hook verb. Put hybrid reverb on it, algorithm hall. Set decay anywhere from 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds. Low cut between 250 and 500 Hz. High cut somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Then put EQ8 after it and notch harshness around 2 to 4 kHz if needed. Now send one of your stabs hard into that return, like 60 to 100% send. And here's the key. Resample only the wet return. Solo the return if you need to, then record it into resample print. Now you have pure tails as audio. Chop those tails into uplifters, downlifters, and ghost atmos that sit between snares. With minimal notes, this is how you get perceived harmony and emotional movement without adding any pitches. Next, we make it roll with micro edits and swing through audio. Program a 2-bar phrase using your sliced drum rack. Keep it within the same note source, but treat it like language. Think in phonemes, not melodies. A specific transient, a specific tail length, a signature stutter right before the snare. Write rules for yourself like, every phrase ends with a gated tail on the end of 4, or every second bar skips the downbeat. Now print that 2-bar phrase to audio again. Commit, then do micro timing. This is your extra notes. A tiny push or pull can feel like contour, like the riff is speaking a different sentence. Try a consistent pocket. Hits before the snare, move slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 12 milliseconds. Hits after the snare, move slightly late, like plus 6 to plus 15 milliseconds. Do these moves by nudging audio or by using warp in beats mode. Turn Complex Pro off for this. You want the transient integrity. In beats mode, set it to transient and preserve around 40 to 80, depending on how sharp the material is. Add occasional 1/32nd repeats before a snare, but tastefully. And if you want controlled chaos, use beat repeat, but don't leave it live. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16th or 1/32nd, chance around 10 to 25%, variation 0 to 20. Record a few passes, then keep only the best moments and print them as fills. Now integrate with the bass. The hook and bass should feel like one organism, not two elements fighting. A good division of labor is, hook lives from roughly 300 Hz to 6 kHz, and bass owns the sub, from about 30 to 90 HC, with careful low mids around 90 to 250. Duplicate your hook audio to a track called Hook MID and high pass it around 200 to 350 HC with EQ8. That stops it from boxing with the bass. For the bass, keep it simple. One note is fine. Resample it too so you stay in the same commitment mindset. Then sidechain the hook to the drums, especially snare and kick, using compressor sidechain. Start with ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 150 milliseconds, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Now the hook breathes with the groove and suddenly those few notes feel huge. At this point, you've got material. Now we arrange identity through repetition plus evolution, not new notes. Build a 64-bar drop mentality, but let's sketch a 32-bar drop first. Bars 1 to 8, hook A, clean and forward, B stable. Bars 9 to 16, bring in reverse tails into transitions, maybe replace one obvious hit with a tail so it feels like negative space call and response. Bars 17 to 24, switch to hook B, your gritter print, and add slightly more syncopation or a different slice combination. Bars 25 to 32, deploy a signature fill. A little stutter plus reverse, something that always happens at bar 8 or 16 in your tune. This is a big branding trick. Repeated fill placement becomes identity just like the motif. Now a 16-bar breakdown. Strip the drums, use verb-only prints, the drone loop, and tiny transient ticks. Arrange them in the same rhythm as the hook, but remove the body. When the drop comes back, it feels inevitable, like the hook was haunting the breakdown. Second drop. Make it heavier without adding notes by shifting the register and swapping prints. Pitch some resamples down by 2 to 7 semitones, then re-EQ and saturate so they still cut. You can also add more aggressive gating and darker distortion prints. The crowd hears new hook, but it's literally the same idea in a different body. A couple advanced sound moves if you want extra edge without breaking the rules. One is the one-note shadow layer. Duplicate the hook audio. Keep it at 0 semitone so it's identical, then hard gate it so only the transient speaks. Low pass it hard, or band pass it around 700 HC to 1.5 kHz. Blend it quietly. This audio version is shortened for playback.